anywhere near me, what comes up, how you see the companies, how they're on there.
All right.
Okay. Oh, hi, Chris. Thank you.
Hi. Yeah, thank you so much. All right. Is this Adam?
This is Adam.
Hi, Adam. Nice to meet you. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors in the area. And
nice to meet you.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you for that. And I know you were speaking to Tara. She does an amazing job of kind of explaining a little bit more of what we do. And she did post a couple things here, a lot of notes, which is awesome. You have your own website, correct?
Yeah, it's just it's pretty much like a quick landing page. I'm still going to modify it because, like I told her, I'm a brand new business and I'm just in the getting established process. You know, I just started marketing with Angie yesterday, and so far it's worked out, I would say, good. And
okay.
Just, like I said, brand new, you know?
Yeah. I love the name, just Drain Raider Plumbing. I love it. Maybe because I'm a Raiders fan. I know it's a horrible team, but.
That's why I made it Drain Raider. I'm a Raider fan, too.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a diehard Raider. My dad's been a Raider fan for years, and so I love them, even though they haven't done very much. But, hey, you know what?
Yeah, it's been
we got to stick to our team, you know? We got to stick to our team.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Cool name. I love it. And then, so, let me ask you a question. Do you have a Google Business Profile that I'm missing by chance?
Google Business Profile?
Yeah, like a listing on Google. Mm-hmm.
No, not yet.
No? Okay. No problem. And, I mean, have you ever thought about putting your company on Google or having more online presence like that?
Yeah, I mean, eventually that would be great. I don't know if it might be a little bit too early for me yet. I do want to do that. I just got to see if it makes sense for me to do it right away. Like I said, because I freaking just bought a truck. I've been spending a lot of money, so I want to make sure that I'm ready for you guys because I do want to be there. I know Google is always the best lead anyways, so I understand the importance of it.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the thing, right? You know, we've been in business for 21 years now, since 2004, and we're actually a Google partner. So what I'm doing right now, Adam, is are you able to receive text messages on this phone?
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So I want to show you exactly who we are. That way you kind of see our credentials. So we've been a Google partner for about 10 years. So it took 11 years to get there and we finally made it. So basically what we do, right, in a nutshell is, Google will contact the big corporations like the Raiders, right? Or, you know, Samsung, Apple, Sony, those companies that are spending millions of dollars in advertisement. And what they do is they have, you know, our company, like they have other partners as well, focus on the small to medium-sized companies, right? So what we do is we get you listed on Google. We create what's called a Google Business Profile. And what we do is we optimize it, okay? So the most important thing is for you to come up, you know, as a top recommended option in your area. Because just having a Google listing, it's not really going to do you, you know, any good. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a billboard in the middle of the desert. And what we do is anytime anyone is typing in a keyword, so like, you know, just an example, plumber and Manteca, right? You've got companies like Discount Plumbing or Knight's Plumbing and Drain, Plumbing Services A+. Do you know those businesses in the area?
Yeah, I do.
Gotcha. Okay. So those are the companies that are listed on the first page, and that's exactly what we do, okay? The reason why the first page is the most important thing that you can do for your business is because when we're looking for anything, Adam, it doesn't matter if it's for directions, it doesn't matter if it's you're looking for a tire shop, you're looking for a donut shop, you're looking for a restaurant, you don't Angie list it, you don't Yelp it, well, maybe you do, but you use Google because it's programmed on every phone. And it's programmed on every, you know, computer for the most part. And it's something that people use on a daily basis, right? So if you're seeing great success with Angie, that's awesome. What they do is phenomenal. I mean, they buy a listing on Google and then they're selling the leads to you and some of the competitors. But if that's working for you, being directly on Google, promoting your company as a sole entity, you're absolutely right, what you said earlier. That's where the leads are going to come from, right? So as a Google partner, what we do is we focus on any service you offer. So let's say if it's plumbing, let's say you're doing drain line breakage or you're doing cleaning, commercial drains, any of that, right? Any clogged drainage, we can have you come up for those keywords, okay? Now, with something like this, I can make it as cost-effective as possible, all right? I promise you that. I don't want you to, you know, pay an arm and a leg for something like this if I can make this cost-effective, and it's something that, you know, it's not like we're going to flip a switch and then date you with phone calls, right? There is, you know, some time for programming, for the keywords, for every area you want to be listed for. How far are you willing to travel for new clients, would you say?
I would say like I said, I live in Manteca right now. I go to Sacramento. I'm in Sacramento every day because I still do two things. I still work for a company and I'm still establishing Drain Raider. But as soon as Drain Raider is bringing in the money that I need to so I can stop doing the other thing, the other company that I'm with as well, then you know, that's what I'm doing. So I go as far as Sacramento, which is 60 miles.
Wow. Okay. Got it. So like Sacramento, Elk Grove, Lodi, stuff like that, right? Okay. Lockford. All right. Galt.
Yeah, those are all the areas that I drive, because I drive up and down this freeway every day.
What, the 5 freeway?
The 99.
The 99. There you go. Sometimes 5, yeah.
Sometimes 5.
The 5 gets crazy sometimes. So we're in California as well, but we're in Southern California. So we're...
I was just living over there.
No way. Okay. You were living in Southern California?
Yeah, I lived in Long Beach. I lived in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
In Huntington Beach.
No way. Okay, guess where our office is at? It's very close to, literally, like, the next city over from Huntington Beach. We're in Fountain Valley.
Okay.
Fountain Valley.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got Fountain Valley, more inland, and then you got HB and Newport, all the coastal cities. Yeah. So we were like literally right in front of the police station in Fountain Valley. So we've been in the building for 21 years. So it's Yeah. So we're local to you. So basically that's what we would do in a nutshell. But what we also do is get you placed on other platforms. That way you have a good ranking on Google. So for example, you know, we'll put you on, you know, Yelp. That's programmed in with Apple Maps because people have iPhones. We'll get you on Amazon Alexa. We'll get you on Google Home. Do a Facebook marketing campaign, which is, you know, running Facebook retargeting ads. And then we put you on Bing. So we don't do any of the TikTok or Instagram stuff because no one's really looking for your services there, right? You know, it's good to have a presence there, but it's not, like, you're not really going to get leads from those types of platforms, right? So as far as something like this, once again, it's night and day when it comes to Google. I mean, for your services in your area, and there's other programs you can always upgrade to. So once you start working on and focusing on the Drain Raider plumbing just full-time, I mean, the sky's the limit with the types of services that Google can provide for you. So if Angie's working for you, I promise you Google's going to definitely be a huge difference. What we offer, it's a flat rate. There's no contracts like long-term commitments. It is month to month, and then you get to select the keywords. Us as a partner, we go into Google's back office and we figure out how people are typing in those keywords, and we actually, you know, get your ads where people are actually searching for your services. Make sense? So we just don't want to spread you out for 50, 60 miles. We want to really focus on the areas where people are going to be searching for, and we do that for you. That's why you would want to do business with a Google partner. So as far as cost, I could do something for you, right, if you're willing to move forward for something like this today. Once we work with someone, we can't work with anybody else, so that's another huge benefit. We don't want to work with your competitors or anyone in that area. So I can do this for you. And the website, did you build it yourself through GoDaddy?
No. That's just kind of like they gave you like a little.
Yeah, you're right.
Give you like a little basic stuff. Cause obviously, as you can see, it's a very basic little website.
It's a landing page.
I'm going to have it professionally, modified into a nice looking one, you know, where
Got
you
it.
Actually can scroll down and, I'm actually meeting with somebody today. One of my he's a family member. He does websites. I just
okay.
No, I'm actually meeting with him tomorrow. Not today. I'm sorry. I'm gonna tell him how I want it to look.
Got it. Okay. The reason is he gonna charge you for it? Obviously, I'm thinking.
I mean, he's a family member, so I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, give me what you want, you know. Not he'll probably mm-hmm. charge everybody else, but for me, it'll be more like just
cost effective.
You know, he's
right.
not gonna directly say here's money, but it's more so just give me anything you want, like one of those
Got
type
it.
Of deals.
Okay, awesome. That's really cool. Yeah, I mean, something is better than nothing, and I'm glad you like. You know, you seem like the type of business owner that you know, you understand marketing, right? And you understand, I mean, having something out there is really important. You know, I talked mm-hmm. to so many, been here for 7 years, and I talked to so many business owners where they don't even want to invest or you know, kind of get their name out there. But in this day and age, that's how it works. I mean, if you don't have a Google listing, if you don't have a website or, you know, any presence online, it's hard for people to really trust you or know who you are. So, you know, that's huge. Okay, so I can do this for you today. I can make this as cost effective as possible. So I sent you a text message with our pricing, okay? And
okay.
So it'll the pricing, when you open that up, it'll say take control of your online presence. By the way, I don't know if you got the other text message that I had sent you, the Google partnership badge.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay, awesome. Okay, cool. So this one says take control of your online presence. If you scroll a little bit down, right, a little bit more about our company and so forth. So if you scroll all the way down, here's what I can do for you today, okay? So once again, my goal here, Adam, is to make this as cost-effective as possible. I don't want to have you fork a lot of money to getting you on your foot in the door, okay? Usually our platinum package, that's a package I want to go for, it offers everything that you have here in place, okay? So it offers your Google Business Profile, being on Google, Google Places. We'll get you on Bing. We'll do the SEO content creation, so all the keywords that we're going to do, negative keywords, positive keywords. We do a full NAPW, name, address, phone number, cleanup, make sure everything's correct all over the Internet. We'll put you on Facebook advertisement. We'll put you on the popular directory submission. Review monitoring tool, so that's another cool tool that you're going to have to get your reviews on Google. The optimized landing page. So since you already have one, you know, you're going to be working on the website, I can save you a ton of money there, okay? You'll have the reporting. You'll also have a dashboard. You'll be on Amazon Alexa, and then you'll have a lead capture system as well. So usually the package, as you can see, it's kind of expensive, $5.99. There's a $299 setup fee, okay? Since you're going to be working on your own website, right, and, you know, that's something that you're going to do yourself, I can get you the platinum package at the cost of the essential at $299. So, you know, I'll save you that money. That way you build your website and we don't have to build it for you. We don't charge you for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at $299, that price point would be 100% fixed. You know, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to incur any lead fees or lead costs or anything like that. The point here is to get you directly on Google so that way you can get those calls directly to your business, right? So if you ever want to upgrade to a different program in the near future, you can always do that. Google just came out with their best lead service. It's called Google Verified. Have you heard about that?
Google Verified? I'm not familiar if I've heard Google Verified before.
Okay.
I may have. I'm not entirely sure right now.
Okay. It's a brand new. It's literally a brand new program they came up with about a year and a half ago, right? So that's pretty new for Google, right? Google's been around forever. But what they did is, you know, all the companies like Angie's and HomeAdvisor, like I was explaining, what they do is they buy a listing on Google, right? And then what they're doing is they're selling the leads to you and some of the competitors. But it can be profitable, right? If you see success, it can be successful. So what Google said is like, okay, well, if these guys are buying leads from me or a listing from me and then they're selling the leads, why don't I just start selling leads directly from Google. So that's what they came up with. They came up with a lead system through Google, and it's ridiculous. It's so profitable. So that's something that you can always upgrade in the near future to that type of program. But to get your foot in the door and have your Google Business profile and having all your directories getting you ranking, this is the best route to go. And once again, my whole goal is to make it as cost effective as possible so you can get your foot in the door. Once you're ready to upgrade and you go full time with this, I mean, that's something that you can always upgrade to the leads from Google, and you can compare that to any other lead service you have. And I can bet money on it, or even a couple months of service for free, to see how it would work versus what other programs can offer, right? So if I can get you at the $299 and waive your setup fee completely, I mean, is that something you want to move forward for your business?
Yeah, $299. And just so that I'm clear, so I'm looking at this right now.
Sure.
Essential, and then right underneath that it says Google Places, Bing, SEO, content creation, then it goes to Pro.
Yeah, I'm giving you the Platinum package for the cost of the Essential at $299. So you're going to get the Platinum package.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm giving you – so since you're working on the website, usually we charge $599 for the Platinum package, and there's a $299 setup fee. So usually the websites that we have are fully customized, like they're expensive websites, okay? And that's why we usually charge the $599 with the $299 setup fee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we have to build a website, we have to create it, like it's a full-blown customized website. I mean, they're super nice, okay? Mm-hmm. So in your case, you're going to work on the website, right? You and your family members. So it's like, okay, where can I save you the most money and get the best results for your business, right? So I'm offering you the Platinum package at the cost of the Essential. And I'm waiving your setup fee completely. Like, I'm not going to charge you to set up your campaign.
Okay.
So that would be Google Places. It would be Bing, once again, all the SEO content creation. Like, you're literally going to have every single thing that's in the Platinum package. And I'm giving you the cost of the Essential. So once again, my goal here is to make this as affordable as possible so that way you can get your foot in the door. Because once you get on Google, Adam, it's going to be like, you know, you're promoting your own company as a sole entity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're not promoting your company through a different third party or an app, or this is your own, you know, business. So if you were to cancel down the road, guess what? Everything that we do for you, you keep. You know what I mean? Like, you're still going to have everything that we do for you, right? Which is, it's a win-win situation. So, you know, companies like American Choice Plumbing, Discount Plumbing, Nice Plumbing, LLM Plumbing and Drain Cleaning, Tony's Plumbing, those guys, they're all using Google. One of the things that I highly recommend too, Adam, and please, like, I promise you if you do this, you're going to get good results, okay? But you got to do it, please. Like, I'm just giving you my honest opinion on things.
Yeah, I understand. Trust me, I understand Google leads and marketing. Like, I understand it probably more than the average person you talk to because I've been around. Like, you know what I mean? The only thing that I'm thinking about, and this is just me being straightforward, as I told Tara, is I enrolled with Angie, right? And I told Angie, I said, look, I'm brand new. You guys called me. I just got this domain. I'm just getting going. I told them I'm still in my licensing process. I'm waiting for my exam date.
Oh, that's fine.
I just submitted. Yeah, I told them that, and they're like, oh, you don't need that. You don't need license.
Oh, you know.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't.
That was my concern.
Yeah, for Google, so here's the thing, okay? Let me explain how this would work. For Google to be on Google as a sole entity, right, you don't have to have your licensing. You don't have to have insurance, okay? What they do is, this is with one of our technicians, we do an onboarding call. We actually get on the phone with you, one of our Google techs, and then we get you verified on Google, okay? All they're looking for you to be an actual human, not an AI robot, right?
Mm-hmm.
They, who ask for pictures or a video of tools or even a business card or a van. They just want to verify you're a real person that has a business. Does it make sense? So there's no licensing or anything required to get on Google. Now, if you want to upgrade later down the road, once you're more established, and once again, once you have all these things in place, then Google Verified, they do require a license and insurance. Because what Google's doing is they're vouching for you as the top recommended option, and they're saying, hey, this company, Drain Raider Plumbing, these guys are insured. They have a clean background. They do a background check. And they do have licensing, okay? Now, that will put you at the sponsor section. It's called Google Verified. That's the paper lead service. So once you get established, you can always upgrade to that. But to get on Google, you don't need that at all whatsoever, right? So you can get your foot in the door by getting your Google business profile with the little red dot where the business is located, getting it optimized, and then once all these things go, you know, come into play and then you're doing this full-time, you can always upgrade to the Google Verified. And I promise you that Google Verified, I've been here for 7 years since 2018, right? Well, 8 years. I've sold Google Ads. We sold so many different Google products, but the Google Verified, I kid you not, it's the best platform there is when it comes to leads. Because if the lead is not good or not qualified, you're not going to get charged for that lead. So Google completely changed the game when it came to the Google Verified because, once again, they saw that other companies like Thumbtack, Porsche, House, HomeAdvisor, Angie, they're the same company, right? They buy a listing from Google, and then they're selling the leads, and Google's like, wait a minute, what if I can capitalize on leads and sell leads directly to my clients? And that's why that program came into play. So, yeah, no worries about the licensing and insurance. We can get you we can get you active, and we can get your Google business profile established as well. Once again, later down the road, if you want to upgrade, you can always do the Google Verified at any given moment. So no licensing, no insurance required. That's not an issue whatsoever, right?
What's the upgrade cost for Google Verified?
Great question. Yeah, no worries. So I'm going to show you this, bro. I want to show you this. This is really cool. Because I don't know about you, Adam, but I'm a visual person. Are you a visual person too or no?
Of course.
You are. Okay, cool. We're on the same page. So I like to show customers just like, you know, kind of like how it looks like, the Google Verified, and then check this out. So I'm going to show you right now exactly how the Google Verified looks and the cost per lead, okay? So I'm going to send you a profile. Have you heard of the company called Discount Plumbing, Sewer, and Drain?
Yeah, they're right down the street.
Okay, they're a pretty big company, right, you would say?
Yeah, I mean, they've been in Manteca for a long time, so they have a great marketing billboard because they're right next to the freeway.
Right, okay, yeah. Cool. So I sent you a link, and then you can open that up, okay? And I'll show you exactly what that is. So if you open that up, it'll take you to their Google Verified profile, okay?
Yeah, I see that.
So, okay, so what that Google Verified, you see where it says Verified, it has a blue kind of circle with a white circle? Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah, it's kind of like Meta, like the little
okay, exactly. So we're also, with this program, we're also running Meta Facebook ads too. So that's also included with this. So the cool thing is if people are looking for stuff on, like, you know, drainage or, you know, any of those types of services you offer, if they get on Google and they log off of Google and they get onto their Facebook, your ad's going to show up on their Facebook feed. Like you feel like they're actually listening to you or something, right? Have you experienced that?
Yeah, we do that as well.
Sure. But the Verified, that is, you go into the details. So basically, it's for companies that pass a background check. So it'll say pass license check, pass background check, and then, they have to have insurance. So basically, these guys are at the very top in the sponsored section and the sponsored ad section, which is the Google Verified. So that's something that, once again, once you get your foot in the door, that's one of the things I highly, highly recommend. There's another company called DeHart Plumbing, Heating, and Air Incorporated, and AccuFlow Plumbing. Roto-Rooter does it too. Like, that's a pretty big company, right? You see that all over the place, yeah.
So
that's something that you can always get to in the near future, but that, I'm telling you, compared to like HomeAdvisor, these other platforms, that is a game changer. And it's directly through Google, right? Like, there's You know, just like this, this is directly through Google. You having a listing is going to be directly through Google. There's no, like, middleman, and, you know, you'll have your own listing. The only thing that I once again, you have to please do is once we get your Google business profile is get those reviews. Even if it's for friends, family, people you've done small jobs or jobs for, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, send them the link so you can get reviews on your Google business profile. Right?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with it, how important reviews are because that's how people look at that.
Absolutely, man. I mean, it's you know, I've been here, like I said, for a little while, and I have, like, hundreds of clients, and one of the clients that are super successful are the clients that, you know, really take it upon themselves to get their reviews. And then some people are just shy, but it's like, just if after you're done with the job, ask the client, hey, are you satisfied with the work we've done? Yeah, okay, dude, you know, they do a walk around, everything's okay. All right, hey, look, I'm growing my business. I really want to get more customers like you out there. I would really appreciate if you take 2 seconds of your time to leave me a review. Send them a link right then and there and just, you know, have them do the review in front of you if they can, right? That's it. But a lot of people, I don't, I'm telling you, man, it's they don't do things like that, and then they're wondering why they're not being successful. That's a huge part of marketing, too, is getting your name out there, getting your reviews, having your platforms, you know, these different things that will help your business grow. And I've seen companies that have been established for like 30, 40 years, and then they don't have any online presence. And they're like, well, why am I not getting new business? Well, just because you got a newer company that's listed on the first page that's getting all the calls, right?
Yeah.
So that's a huge difference. So quick question for you, Adam. So the website that I see for you here, or the landing page, right? Give me 1 second. Let's see if I can see.
Do you have a sample of a website that you guys do? I'm just curious.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, let me send it to you right now. You can check it out. Let me see. Yep. I'll send you. This is just a plumbing one. Obviously, it's not. This is an example. It's a template, but I want to show you how this one looks like. All right, so, okay, I'm sending that to you right now. All right, so I sent it to you if you want to open it up. You can check it out how it looks like.
Well, I'm waiting for it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it'll say 4 Elements Plumbing. Obviously, this is the template, but this is to show you how the website will look. So you have your home services. You can see every single service and click on that. About us, gallery, contact. People can schedule an appointment directly from the website as well. List of services, your about us, and then every page obviously has its own little explanation as well. In the gallery section too, you can put pictures, videos, like, you know, I've seen people do like those drones and they zoom in and out. It's pretty cool. I've seen some, like I have a roofer that has that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So this website, once again, it's usually added to the to the Google Business Profile, and it looks like you own the domain, right? For the one that you have.
Mhm.
Right. You bought it to GoDaddy, right? The domain.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so this website, once again, this is just an example. We would tailor it to your liking, fully customized with your logo. We actually have reps that are in-house that do all this for you.
Okay.
Now, you know, at $299, that's the price without the website. If you want the website, I might be able to do something for you, okay, to get you even a better deal. I don't want to charge you that the $599. That's usually what we charge you. Right, for that, for the whole, everything we do. But maybe I can do something to include the website. Did you like how it looks?
It's pretty, I mean, it's not the greatest. It's better than what I got, for sure. It's pretty, it's enough though, you know? It's enough to get it going. Just want to see what my family member's going to do, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, if you want to add it down the line, what I'm willing to do for you, if you're willing to add the website, I'm willing to just charge you $99 to set it up.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know by tomorrow.
Yeah, of course, not a problem. So I have a few questions for you. I mean, are you doing any like commercial or just residential right now?
I would do either or. I'm trying to stick more to residential until the, because when it comes to the commercial, they usually are like, the insurer wants you to be more licensed. So I'm waiting for my exam date. So my license will be here. I would say once I get my exam and all that, I would say I would have it within less than 60 days. So.
Oh, that's fine.
I will go into the commercial, but I'm just waiting.
You're waiting for that?
Yeah, because a lot of times they want like the bonding and the insurance, and they want to do like net 30 payments. They don't always pay right away, depending on which business it is. So I just want to be more ready for them when I am ready. But I will get into the commercial side of it.
Okay, cool. That's good. And then you said you were working with another company too. Is it a plumbing company as well?
Yes, Rooter Hero Plumbing.
Oh, Roto-Rooter?
Rooter Hero.
Gotcha. Yeah. They actually have a lot of locations too, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, man. Going on your own is the best thing you can definitely do. Yeah. Adam, what's your last name?
My last name is Valencia.
Oh, Adam Valencia. Do you speak Spanish as well or no?
I do.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. You can help the especially in California here. There's a lot of Latinos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. The number, the 209-219-5749, is that the number that like you have for the business as well? Like,
yeah, so I just pretty much got this number for the business. What it is right now. I was thinking of changing it to like an 800 number, but I don't know what's the best. Do most companies have 800 numbers or no numbers?
Yeah. So one of the things that we provide for you too, just so you know, is we give you an option to choose a number if you like that's connected to this phone. So we have a Local Splash app, so you could look it up on your iPhone if you have an iPhone or Android, and you could download the app. Basically, you would be able to track everything that's coming through Google. You know, whether it's from Facebook, whether it's from, you know, your Google listing, anything that's coming through what the platforms that we get you on. And then the cool thing is that you'll be able to distinguish the phone call, right? Whether it's coming from your personal line or, you know, your business line. So, yeah, that's pretty cool right there. You mentioned you're not licensed and insured quite yet, right? So I just want to confirm.
But I will be within like the
right, of course. I mean, I just wanted to. And then, so I see a couple things that you're doing. Are you doing any, when it comes to plumbing, are you doing any, like, major, like repiping like the whole house and stuff, or are you just doing more of like cleaning, blockage, kind of drainage and all that? Are you doing anything further than that?
Well, when it comes to cleaning, I can do it all, you know, anything that requires, you know, plumbing. It's just a matter of if the customer, for example, if the customer asks about licensing and stuff like that, I'm straightforward. I'd be like, we're still in the process, but if they need it, if they want to get it going, I'm still going to do it. You know, I'm not going to not do it.
Okay, cool. So anything that has to do with plumbing, you do for the most part.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's awesome, because there's certain plumbers that only stick to certain things that they do, right? Mm-hmm. Like if they need to dig out a trench and then, you know, do the repiping for whatever, right? So that type of stuff, they're like, well, I don't do that, right?
We do everything.
That's awesome, man. That's really good. And then, so, like, what hours of operation, like, would you, like, feel would be good for, like, your clients to call you?
Well, I'm usually, like, 8 to 6, stuff like that.
8 a.m. to 6?
Yeah, usually those hours.
Okay, and that's for clients to call you, like, 8 to 6 p.m.?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. And then you said you're willing to travel maybe 50, 60 miles. Is that what you would?
Yeah, only because, like I said, I'm right now I'm still driving up to Sacramento every day, and I'm in that area, so that's about it's about 60 miles from where I live right now. So I'm already driving that every day.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, but eventually, once I'm like more so all fully focused on getting ready, which is that's how I want to be. I'll probably narrow it down a little bit. I don't know, but as of right now, I'm open to that range because I want to get this going faster. So, I mean, like I said, I'm still brand new, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. And then, so, you know, are you like, are you able to take calls like Monday through Friday, you know, Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday, like every day?
Monday through Saturday. Usually
Saturday.
Sunday, I just want to relax, but.
You want to watch football?
I don't even really watch football like that no more. It's just more so like I use that for family time, you know?
No, I agree, man. I agree. Yeah. I'm separated with my ex-wife, and so we have to take kind of turns with her daughter, and Sunday is for sure like Saturday and Sunday. We only work during the week here, so Saturday and Sunday are just family time, man. So it's needed. We work so hard for not to have time for our kids or family. It's, you know, so
yeah,
it's
work
it's
a lot of hours, necessary. So usually I want to make sure I give them time.
Yeah, no, I agree with that for sure. You said you had a Facebook business page, is that correct, or you don't have one?
I actually did create a Facebook business page. I just haven't really done much with it because it's still.
You have one. Okay, give me one second. Let me see if I can. We're Meta partners as well, so we're able to put that in there. And then let's see if I can find you.
Yeah, you'll find it. You'll see the logo. It looks like two pipes coming out of the up. What's going to come in?
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So the name came up with like, you know, you came up with that because of the Raiders. That's awesome, man. Okay.
Yeah. No. Ultimately, yeah. So when I came up, I swear to God, this is a true story. I came up, I was like, that's a cool name, because I've heard of Raider Rooter. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, then I thought of Dream Raider, and I looked it up. I'm like, man, there's a freaking company called Dream Raider. I was like, out of Portland, Oregon. I was like, I looked at it. I was like, eh, I can do better than that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can tell that guy's page, he straight up loves the Raiders too, because his looks exactly like a Raiders shield.
Yeah. I see that one too. Yeah.
He's the only company with that name, but he's in Oregon, so I'm like, okay, because there's a lot of companies that have the same names out there. There's a lot, and I thought I was unique and was going to be the only one with the name. However, I was like, he's in Oregon. I'm here. If you look at my logo, it's the two pipes coming up. It kind of resembles like the Raiders two swords in the back of the shield.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, so.
Yeah.
And those are called bullhorn cleanouts or double sweep cleanouts, which is what we always look for when we go to sewer stoppages. And if they don't have them, we always tell them, this is what you need so that we can service your line properly. So having that logo the way I designed that logo. The only thing ChatGPT did was they added the water.
Okay.
So that was my own creative logo. Like, I thought of it, and I can say that proudly. I didn't use no freaking AI to come up with something for me, because I seen other companies with similar logos. I'm like, you could tell they didn't come up with their own logo. I came up with my own logo, you know?
And that's cool, man. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, if you could personalize it as much as possible to give it your, like, the human touch, you know, that's one of the things with AI that's happening, is that I think they're losing a lot of the human touch to it, and it just, it doesn't, like kind of look or seem genuine. I agree with that 100%. That's really good. I have a question for you. This is just obviously, when it comes to, like, there's a thing called the water detection shutoff valve or something like that.
Yeah, it's called a moan stop leak. A lot of insurance companies are requiring that.
So what is that? What is that? Tell me about that.
So a lot of people have slab leaks. They'll get slab leaks, and they'll have big old like damage to their home because of slab leaks.
Okay.
Now with the moan, leak detection, it gets installed right in front of the house, and what happens is if it notices that water continues to run, like it can sense if it's water running that's not like a faucet, And it'll determine if there's a slab leak. And what it does is shuts off all the water going into the house to prevent damage. And it'll let you know possible leak. Get it. Call a plumber right away so that you guys can. In other words, it's to prevent big damages. So,
yeah. Okay. Shoot me straight.
It's a little smart device.
Shoot me straight, Adam. What's the cost on that? Like, just your genuine, like, you know, cost for that, something like that.
A lot of it depends on what type of piping they have. Some people have copper, some people have galvanized, and then also the spacing that you have, like, to be able to install. It's just a little device, but sometimes you have to modify basically where the water comes into the house.
Okay.
You gotta have the space for it. Sometimes you gotta go do like a little loop. But you would spend anywhere from, I would say the average price you would spend is about $1,500.
$1,500?
Yeah, on average. But it can be more. Right. It just depends on if you have copper piping or not. There are some houses that still have galvanized pipes, so.
Got it. Okay. And then, the insurance is requiring that. And the reason why I ask, you know, I'm like, I meant to ask that because I bought a home in May, right? And they're asking me for that. My insurance is asking me for that. They're saying they're not going to insure me unless I get that done. So I'm like, is that really a thing? Like,
nowadays it is. It's pretty cool because, you know, it's a good way. Because when you have a slab leak, your house is not on a raised foundation, but on a slab.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a leak underneath your house or in the pipes and your walls, it could cause a lot of damage. So insurance companies are trying to protect big old claims that cost thousands and thousands of dollars by requiring people to get those now. So that's a big deal.
Got it. Okay, I just want to make sure. I mean, because they sent me a letter saying that if I don't get that done, then they're not going to be able to insure me. Is that every insurance company?
Yeah, I mean, it's looking like that's how everything's headed to where everybody needs one of those. And
okay.
It's just going to protect your health. So I would say it's very normal, and, yeah, it's
get something that needs to get done. Okay, cool. I just wanted to just ask an expert. So I'm going to get it done. It just, you know, they asked for it, so it's like, goodness, like, I want to know if it's something like, hey, like, talk to someone that actually knows. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I love what I do because I talk to so many, you know, business owners that do plumbers, electricians, you know, construction, you know, painting. I mean, so many different. We only do home services. We don't do restaurants. So our company has only been focusing for the home services for 21 years. But I talk to so many cool people, man. I love it. It's just like, you know, it's something like I ask questions about what, you know, the things that I got going on just to get a clear answer, cut answer, you know? So thanks for that. All right. And then, so you said your last name is Valencia, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Valencia. Okay. Do you, I tried to look for an email on your, the landing page. I wasn't able to find one. Do you have one by chance for the business or just
my
personal
email?
One? An email, yeah.
No, it's adam@drainrader.pro.
adam@drainrader.pro.
Mm-hmm.
Raider.pro. Okay, cool. I was trying to find one on for the little landing page and stuff. So adam@drainrader. You said .pro?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, there you go. We got a cool system that, like, once we enter that into the Google Analytics, like, it shows up, like, it gives me an active thing. And then you're like where the business is located, obviously. So here's the thing, you know, you're a home service, meaning like you don't have people coming over to your house, right? Because you're not a brick and mortar. But the address I have here for you, it's 2154 Brendan Lane, is that correct? Manteca, California.
Yeah, that's actually my home address. Like, I haven't even got a shop yet.
No, of course. I mean, no. You don't have to have a shop to be on Google or any of that. Google just wants to know where the business is located. They're not going to post it online, obviously. We're not going to, because you're not a brick, you know, we're not a brick and mortar, right? You're not a brick and mortar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you don't want no one going to your house. Actually, true story, okay? A year, like the first year I started, I, people are able to showcase your address, you could still do it, but they don't like doing that, okay? Well, this guy that we signed up, right, he had a disgruntled client that actually saw his address, went to his house, broke all his windows, vandalized his car, and tried to light his house on fire.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff. But
I know, just by posting his address online. So, like, now we don't post that. We hide it. Obviously, if it's a brick and mortar, if you're, like, a tire shop or, you know, if you're, like, you know, mechanic, then obviously you would post that. But if you're not, then why would you post that at all, right?
Yeah, that's
crazy. Yeah, so Google just does that to get you in that radius around where the business is located. Once again, they're not going to – not like you're going to showcase your address, right? You're like, I don't have a shop.
Yeah, no, I'm actually, I was like, man, I can't wait to get a shop. I see some areas.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going to get a shop too?
Well, yeah, eventually.
Wow, man. You're going big with this, huh? Okay.
I'm trying to be a 5 to 10 truck operation. That's where I'm trying to be at. Because you know what, man? I'm going to tell you, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a plumber, but I've actually haven't done plumbing in a long time because I've been mostly the sales. Because I was a technician for a long time, right?
Right.
I was so good. I was so good at technician, and I've been mostly selling big projects, man. And I sell like $300,000 to $400,000 a month in sales for the company.
Oh my God!
Sometimes,
are you kidding me?
Sometimes 450. On a high month, 450, 470. So I've been selling millions of dollars a year for a company, and it's like, man, I'm gonna sell these millions of dollars a year for myself.
Goodness gracious. That's
so
insane.
I'm a great salesperson when it comes to work, but it's not so much that I'm trying to sell something. It's just more so I'm great at providing service and options and giving them, you know, the long-term solutions and permanent solutions. That's my belief. My belief is I'm going to give you the permanent solution, whether you want it or not, but I highly recommend you get it because you have old pipes. And you've been going to live here permanently, so you don't want to deal with this later. And then when I sell them a $30,000 job, I don't say, oh, it's $30,000. I say, Mr. Customer, we get all this done. You'd be about $300 a month at 7.99% interest for 15 years, no prepayment penalty. But, you know, let's get this done. Let's get this done for you. So I've sold $100,000 in one house before.
Oh my God! Was it a huge house? I'm assuming.
No, it was just a long sewer line, and we did we repiped all the fresh water, we repiped all the sewer water, and we changed the water line and the sewer line that were both 110 feet long. So the job ended up being 100 grand. Yeah, so it was a $100,000 job. I sold it in one house.
Wow!
When I talk about this, I'm really good at this stuff, man. That's why I'm like, let me just do my own company because I can.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely,
you know,
man. Yeah, I didn't realize how much, you know, like a plumber can actually make. I mean, especially in California, we have the highest cost of living for the most part, man. And if you are out there, you know, people will pay for the job, especially if you're coming in new. You can be more competitive on the pricing. And I think what people look for, Adam, just like myself, you know, I like to just be straightforward. I tell you exactly what we do, you know, what's the best option for you. Then obviously you can always upgrade down the future. And that to me, it's like, you know, you want to establish a long-term relationship with someone versus, we'll get it going and it's just not going to work out, right? So, you know, to me, it's like if you build value, if you're honest, if you're, you know, kind of explain how this is going to work, just like you do, you know, you build that long-term customer, right? And they're going to, guess what? They're going to refer you, and they're going to refer you, and that's how you establish a business. But I wasn't really quite sure, like, what the potential would be for a business. And if that company's making millions of dollars, I mean, you starting off, you could definitely do things on your own. I see what you mean. Yeah. Having five operating vans and then scaling the business, I mean, that's where it's at. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Each van, I would expect to produce a minimum of, like, $50,000 in revenue monthly.
$50,000 a month?
Yeah, in sales.
Oh my God,
that's not even. I mean, like I said, that's not. I would say that's decent.
Conservative.
You know? But yeah, man. But I'm telling you, like I've been around a long time, and I've seen numbers, and I've seen shops that were. I was what the shop that I worked at, we were producing over, as a team, as a whole, $2.4 million a month in sales. And then, you know, sometimes things don't always go that good. Sometimes marketing changes, management changes. It goes down to 1.5. It's gone all the way down to really low where I was at, but now we're back to the 1.2 million. You know, sometimes we lose guys go and, you know, start their own companies, but I'm at the point now where, you know, even if I just sold, because I'm telling you, if I'm selling $400,000 a month for a company, if I sell $400,000 a month for myself, that's,
oh my God.
That's a big deal.
Huge deal, especially that you have the knowledge, man. I mean, you know, why not do it yourself and, you know, obviously sacrifice at the beginning. It's going to be a little, you know, a little sacrifice, but once you get things going, it's just, it's go time. Like, that's, yeah, that's awesome,
yeah,
man. I'm happy. Well, look, I got everything set up already, right? So I can get you at that locked in price. What we do is we also do what's called an onboarding call. During that onboarding call, you talk with the technician. That way they can look at the keywords. I already put a couple of notes on there, right, for the most part. The technician is just going to make sure that you cross the T's, dot the I's, and really get you on Google the way that you want to get on Google, right? So let me check availability for that onboarding call with our techs. Do you prefer it in English or Spanish? Like, but
yeah, English.
English? Okay, cool. But you speak both languages, right, you mentioned?
I do.
Okay, that's a huge advantage too, man. A lot of Latinos, once again, in California, but, you know, if you don't speak English, it can be a little rough. Okay, so I got times today from 2:30 or 3 p.m. What do you think would work best for you?
For onboarding?
Yeah, for onboarding, yeah. It's just a 30-minute phone call. It's nothing too crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to probably be out in the field at that time. The best times, I'm actually got to get going right now to go take care of something, but the best times for me are always these times, in the morning.
In the morning?
Like right now. You guys caught me at the perfect time because I was getting ready to go, but I knew I had some time.
Yeah, okay, no worries. So look, we're almost done here. We do what's called a voice verification. This is just to outline everything that we're going to do for you, Adam. And then once we do the voice verification, you get your invoice. So you get everything in writing, obviously, right? So you have what we're going to be doing for you and everything. Once again, that price will stay locked in at $299. It's never going to go up on you. We don't charge per lead, and there's no long-term contracts here, right? Once again, you have to see the jobs coming in order for this to pay for itself, and that's pretty much it.
$299 to me is easy. Like I said, I just spent $600 on Angie.
Yeah.
You know, my very first call, the customer wasn't even home, and I sold them a $900 job off of it started with $100, and I made it $900. I could have gotten like probably went further with it, but it was already late and it was raining on me, and the customer wasn't even home. It was just over the phone, so I was like,
you know why? Because just by talking to you, like you have a calm, cool, and collected type of approach, and that gives people confidence. Like, so like me talking to you, it feels like I'm talking to like a very professional, knowledgeable person, but it gives me that trust. Well, sometimes I talk to business owners that are just, it feels like they just don't care. Does it make sense?
A lot of times they're not ready to go to those levels, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you short.
No. You're. I mean, that's right, and that's good because you know when it comes to owning your own business, you've got to have that type of proper charisma and just talk to people the way that they feel comfortable with. But I've talked to business owners where they just like, goodness gracious, how do you talk to you? If you're talking to me this way, like being very hostile, and you're just being very aggressive, and I just could imagine how you talk to some of the customers that I don't know. You know, it's just like. You talk to everybody like that, it makes a huge difference when it comes to operating and owning a business, you know, to seeing the success. So, and then one of the things I highly recommend is once you get everything going, the Google Verified, and I'll definitely keep in touch with you, like, you know, you'll be able to call me at any time, is upgrade to that Google Verified. Man, I promise you right now, hear me, that's going to be a game changer for the business later down the road once you get your
100% I'm going to get Google Verified, or like no doubt, 100%.
Yeah,
you have no doubt I have no doubt. I do.
Yeah, for the paper lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly. Okay. Well, I got everything here. I can read the voice certification. If there's anything that you don't understand, you can always just, like, let me know, hey, Chris, can you repeat that for me? And then I can clarify that for you.
Okay.
So give me 1 second. I'll put this on, and I'll make sure it's in English. We have both. All right. So it says, look, I'm going to walk you through what's called the voice certification. So I have you at a discounted pre-agreement. And it's an added form of protection for you. So we're going to send everything to you in writing, okay? So as I'm walking you through this, if there's something you don't understand, just do me a favor. Say, hey, Chris, can you explain that to me, and I'll be able to rephrase it for you, okay? Now, it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice certification. The call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dwayne Rader Plumbing.
Okay. It says, please state your name and the title you have within the business.
Adam Valencia, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company?
I am.
Okay. All right. And then it says, are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, Adam, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. This is just obviously when we get started at the beginning, right? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may get calls from other companies unrelated to us. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a security question for you. So every time we call you or you call us, you want to verify you're speaking to us, which is Local Splash. They do have 3 different options of security questions. You could choose from your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you think works best for you?
City I was born.
Okay. Where were you born?
French Camp, California.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The city is called French.
French?
French Camp. Uh-huh. C-A-M-P.
Really? Okay, where's that?
It's next to Manteca and Stockton. It's smaller. It's been with a local hospital right where Stockton, California is.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, Stockton. That's where Nate Diaz is from.
Yeah, I'm basically born and raised in Stockton. That's my home. French Camp is basically right next to Stockton. It's a general hospital, but Stockton didn't have a general hospital at the time, so it's literally like connected to Stockton, but it's technically the city is not Stockton, it's French Camp.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That's awesome. All right. So I'll put that. So if we call you or anybody calls you, they're like, hey, you know, we're Local Splash. You're like, well, I don't know. I want to verify. You can ask, hey, what city was I born in? And everybody should know as a security measure. Okay. Now it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying is basically since we're going to manage your Google business profile, create it for you, we're going to do everything that we're going to do online for you. If another company calls you, just let us know so that way you're not kind of purchasing the same thing that we're doing for you, right? That's basically it.
Okay.
All right. And then so in order to get on Google and your Google business profile, once again, we're going to do a Google call with one of our technicians, and once again, they're just going to ask for basic information. Do you have any business cards or, like, tools or a van that you're using for your work right now?
So I'm actually looking at vans. I have my personal truck that I'm using.
Yeah, you
I'm
can do looking that. That's to fine.
Get a, yeah, I'm getting a van, and I don't have cards yet. Cause
it's okay. No worries. Just all they want to know is that you're a human being for the most part, okay? So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so many AI stuff going on. It's crazy. All right. So I do have you at a discounted rate at $299, right? And basically that rate, obviously, it's not going to go up on you. It'll stay at that flat rate. We're not going to charge you per lead, per any of that. So usually, once again, our pricing is $599 in this case since we're doing that. And then, once again, if you are wanting to do the website later down the road, let me know, and I'll just charge you $99 for the website. And it'll be, you'll sit down with the tech and get the website done the way that you want it. So, once again, it's not, it'll be more to how you want it to look versus how our template is. That's just a template, okay? So, and then it says you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you have to do is call client support at 877, and you talk to your live representative, and then obviously you can discontinue that. I'm sending you my direct contact information right now, too, so you can have that as well. My name is Chris, and everybody knows me as Chris, or my name is Christian, but everybody knows me as Chris. You have my number there, my extension, and then if you want to get a hold of customer service, it's just that 877 number. So I pretty much got everything here. As far as securing the $299, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What works for you?
So here's the deal. I'm gonna give you the card number, right?
Sure. Go ahead.
Can you hold on before you run it? I just gotta move some funds, but I'll give you the card number and I'll shoot you a text in like an hour or two when you know, I'll tell you, go ahead and run it.
Yeah, not a problem. That's completely fine, mate. Yeah.
Because I gotta move some stuff around.
No problem, man. I gotcha.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. So the Visa, MasterCard, American Express.
Yeah, the Visa.
Visa. Okay, sounds good. And then it's under the same billing address, the 2154, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I'm ready. I'll repeat it to you for accuracy. Once again, nothing will get charged until you give me the okay. We can't do that by law.
All right. 4427.
4427.
5670.
5670?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
4141.
Okay.
2391.
Got it. Okay.
Expiration is 0429.
0429. Okay.
Security code 748.
748. Okay. So let me just repeat that to you for accuracy. So I got 4427, 5670, 4141, 4391. Is that correct?
No, 2391.
Oh, 2391.
Mm-hmm.
So the last four, 2391. Okay, I'll repeat it to you just again for accuracy. So it's got 4427, 5670, 4141, 2391.
Correct.
Okay, and I got April 2029, and then got the security code as 748. Is that accurate?
Yes. Okay. And this is the part that I'm going to be using.
Okay. Yeah. Not a problem. So I'll have this on file here. Whenever you're ready for me to charge you, you can text me in an hour or like call me. You know, I'll be here and then we'll run the card. And then I also wanted to talk to you about the onboarding. You said the morning works best for you. Is that correct?
Yes, tomorrow morning. Right.
Tomorrow morning. I got one at 9:30, 10.
That's fine.
9:30 is fine? Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's fine. I block something out for something that I can always, you know, so that's fine.
Okay, so we'll do that. I'm sending you a client onboarding invitation as well to your email, so that way you know that it's for that time. It'll say local splash, and then it'll be CI. CI stands for client interview, but it's an onboarding call. There's no interview, okay? And we'll make sure it's in English as well. I send that over to your calendar right now. Adam, everything is ready here on my end. So I also put in the notes once you talk to your family member, we can add the website. If not, you know, they can do it. It's completely up to you. It'll just be an extra $99, which is not bad. So I'm able
Sounds
to do
good. That. I should know something by tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's something that you know, it's completely up to you. That way I was able to, I could put in discounts on the system. And that way I was able to get that $299 price point. It's like, okay, so just so you know, they charge anywhere from $400 to $500 for just the website. And that's why it's that price point of the setup fee and everything is that price point. So that's why you see the $599 plus the $299 setup fee, right? That's why they charge that. So if I can get you in at $99, just put in the code there, I'll be able to honor that for you. So.
Is that a $99 recurring?
No. That would be $99 one time to set it up.
Okay.
And that would be the monitoring, everything that's included in the $299 package. Yeah. So I'm able to give you a deal on that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll just charge you $99 to set up, you know, if you want to go that route or if the family, however you feel comfortable with. At the end of the day.
Only the $299 is recurring, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. That's all you would pay. You're not paying, you're not paying anything extra, like no lead fees, none of that. That's a flat
okay.
rate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're saying that, you know what? Let me find out. Let me call my guy. I'm gonna call him and then I'll let you know. I'm gonna find out what. Yeah, I'll let you know by tomorrow as far as the website.
Yeah, as far as the website, yes, just let me know. I just add that fee of $99 and we'll get that website programmed in for you. Another thing too is that I was looking at the cost per lead in Manteca, California for plumbing. And, give me 1 second. So that way you have that in mind for future. I mean, I promise you, man, just if you do the Google Verify, that's going to be like, I love that program. It's a little expensive per lead, but once you get the lead, oh, actually not too bad. Guess how much a lead is for plumbing in your area?
$100.
No, man. No, not nowhere close. $46 to 67 cents.
Per lead?
A lead, man. Yeah.
I'll buy that all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm looking at Google's back office right now, Adam.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. So imagine if you get a lead and then once again, what we do is we manage your lead. So just so you know, to get into Google Verified, there's a $250 application fee. Okay, that goes to Google to Google. Okay, that's to pass your background check to see you don't have anything crazy on your background, right? They check your licensing and insurance, so we do submit that through Pinkerton or Evident. Those are the two background check companies. And then once you get approved, then you start purchasing those leads. So, man, at that price point, $46 with 67 cents that lead, and you can turn that into like you said, a $900 job minimum but obviously more. That's not bad at all. And if the leads are not qualified. No, not at all. I mean, I thought it was going to be more. I just signed up someone in San Francisco the other day for plumbing, and it was $105 a lead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but in your area, that's not bad at all. $46, I'll take that all day. And then we manage your leads as well. So if there's a lead that's not good or not qualified, then we credit you that lead back. So we're like your goalie, you know?
Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah, so basically the $299, the package that I'm including, is managing everything for you, okay? Now, for the Google Verified, the way it would work is you pay the $250, you pass the background check, everything. Google's gonna ask for 13 leads to do an activation budget, okay? It's like a prepaid gaps card, let's just call it, okay? So at $46.67 a lead with 13 leads. Google's is wanting $609 in leads to start with 13. After that, you can upgrade to buy more leads. You can pause it, whatever the case may be. Okay. So when you get a lead through Google Verified, it's going to have a distinct tracking number. So you'll be able to know if it's coming from your Google Business Profile or the Google Verified program. So it's 100% controlled. And we manage that through our app. So that's one of the things I wanted to tell you. When you have time, you could download our app.
Okay. What's your app called?
At Local Splash. So if you go to just type in Local Splash, and you'll see our app. It's like an orange L and a blue S.
I got it. I found it.
Yeah. So download it now, because then tomorrow when you do your onboarding call, the technician is gonna. Yeah, cool. The technician is going to walk you through how to use it, and I'll send you a YouTube video right now how to use it. It's cool, man. We have a dashboard. So we invested so much money into like our client management systems, so that way you have full control of your campaigns. You know.
No. So far, man, this is great. So look, man, I'm gonna tell you now. Go ahead and just add the website. That way, I can just go through it. $99, not a big deal. Go ahead and go through it. Let's do it. And take it from there. And then when you're ready to
Okay, so you all added on here that you want the website. And then so with that being said, so you're going to text me or call me when you're ready to charge a card, correct?
Correct. Okay, it'll be a little while today. I just got to go take care of something. And then I'm going to move something, and then I'll let you run it.
Okay, so I'll put it here that I'm going to add the website at no additional cost. just a $99 setup fee. Okay, so I got it here. So it'd be $398 and then $299 every month after that. That's including the website.
Sounds good.
Okay, so yeah, I'll wait for your text or a phone call. You know, and then we'll run it. So about an hour, or so you said.
Let me see. What time is it right now? 9:19.
Mm-hmm.
Give me at least until noon. Noon will be the latest.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Sounds good. I'll have this on a soft hold, so that way we don't call in that area, and then we'll process it, and we'll get you going. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any other questions, Adam? I pretty much went through a lot of good details, but I know, dude. Once you get this going, I'm sorry to call you, dude. I felt comfortable with you. No, okay. Once you get this going on, it's definitely going to help out, especially being on Google and everything. It's just that's all you're going to need. The Google Verified, I'm telling you, is going to be a game changer. Once you get your stuff in place in about a month or so or 2 months, then you can go into the Google Verified, and that's going to be like really, really good. You'll see the difference with those leads compared to what you're, you know, what you're doing.
For sure.
So, okay. All right. We'll run it here around, you know, whenever you let me know, and we'll go from there. Okay.
And then after that, I'll just be waiting for an onboarding call.
Yeah. So the onboarding call is already set for tomorrow. I already have it scheduled here. For tomorrow at 9:30. Yeah, I already sent you the invitation to your email. Did you get that by chance?
Yeah, I did.
You got that in your email? Okay, cool.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the onboarding call. That's for 9:30 tomorrow. That's what the designation is going to go over website, everything, you know, for you. So I gotta, like, in order for me to keep that, we gotta process the payment. So like I have to let my manager know.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm going to keep it on that. Okay. So everything's good. So I just got to, you know, run that and then do the onboarding call, and then we'll go from there. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions, Adam, that you have?
So on this local splash app, just don't do nothing with it right now, right? Just kind of leave it alone until...
Yeah, so what's going to happen is once we process the payment, you're going to receive your invoice. And then when you get your invoice, it's going to give you the terms and conditions. You type in your first and last name. That's going to activate your dashboard. Then once you get your dashboard activated, then the technician will give you your credentials for tomorrow, and you can log into the app. You can log into the dashboard that you can use on your computer. I mean, everything. So you'll get your credentials during the onboarding. But the good thing is that you downloaded it, so you can just type in your credentials, and you'll have access to it.
Okay, sounds good. I'll just wait till we onboarding so we can go over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Adam. So I'll wait for that text message or call, and then we'll process it and then go from there. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you soon. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.